By Jove, right on time.
Right on time?
Abdul, glass of mint tea for our young friend. Did you rest well, Mr. Flanders?
No, not particularly.
Tea's up.
That's odd.
Odd? Look, I checked out this city before, but I don't remember this square or this cafe. And who is this Abdul? I don't see anyone.
Ah, tea's up.
What tea? What the... Why, that tea, it just appeared as though out of thin air.
That'll be all, Abdul.
What is this? A magician's trick?
You don't smoke, do you?
I say, Abdul, bring a rum-soaked Havana taper.
So relax.
You don't smoke, do you?
Little Frida used to smoke Havana cigars.
Always said the child's got good taste. That'll be all, Abdul.
That cigar, it just materialized.
I remember how little Frida and I spent many a pleasant hour together strolling through the gardens of Inverness, leaving behind us a little trail of sweet puffs of smoke. Contaminates the roses, Lady Giles would say.
Yes. Auntie doesn't take to cigars.
Not really.
You know, something tragic has happened to little Frida.
But of course.
You know?
I read it in the papers.
The papers? But that wouldn't be in the papers.
To think that she may just be a memory.
You mean that... That newspaper you... Why, that newspaper is blank. There's nothing to read.
Precisely. You know the expression, read between the lines. This paper has nothing but between the lines.
Yeah, very funny.
Little Frida!
You seem in a hurry to find something, Mr. Flanders.
Yes, I suppose I am.
Then relax and you will find it.
Well, look, if you'd had all these weird things happening...
Much more has happened to us, and will to you before long. So relax. Take a daisy, as you American Wallers say.
A daisy? Well, all right. I'll relax. But there's a lot of questions that I...
What a rest this man.
All right.
A man who loved life.
Try and relax.
And he drank of it and breathed deeply of it.
There. I'm relaxed.
Little Jack gleamed like glass,
well,
and we were dark.
What'll we do today? Look, are you actually able to read that paper?
Not really.
Then why the hell do you keep looking at it?
Are you quite sure that you're relaxed, Mr. Flanders?
Well, how can I relax when you just sit there pretending to read a blank newspaper?
Discipline. Rule number one.
Look, I just want to know about that jukebox.
As I was about to say, with your lack of discipline, it's surprising... Always a miracle that you haven't been snuffed out by now.
Well, I always present a moving target.
Hmm.
About that jukebox. It's been plaguing me ever since I arrived in Inverness.
But of course.
Yeah, you seem to know everything. Anyway, in case you didn't know, I used to be relaxed. Before I came to this crackpot place. Now I'm as tight as a...
I suppose you're under the impression... that once you find the source of the jukebox, everything will be fine and handy?
Yeah, sure, maybe, I don't know.
Have you got the time on you?
No, I don't have a watch.
I never know what the time is up here.
By Jove, right on time.
Oh, you haven't touched your tea.
Oh, yes. Look, are we going somewhere?
No.
Well, it just seems odd that... Well, there's so much to talk about. You seem to have the answers that I've been...
Odd.
Well...
Odd.
Well, it's like having a destination and going straight towards it and never noticing the scenery passing.
Egad, that is odd.
Odd.
Well, yes. Odd. I don't know. Odd.
Why are you so determined to discover the source of the jukebox?
Odd.
Well, it's odd, but it's luring me to it.
Luring?
Odd.
My gum, that is odd.
Well, I thought it odd, too, but...
Odd.
Well, you must have... What's happening?
Odd.
I think I'm going mad. Everything is fragmenting.
Odd.
I can't see anymore.
Odd.
What is it?
You You are relaxing, that's all. It may seem odd. Few people ever experience true relaxation.
Odd?
Yes, quite odd.
Very odd.
Fascinating, though, isn't it?